Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this bad boy every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our fantastic producer, that be Schultzy.
Appreciate you guys. Let's start it off a little bit of a conversation that we've already had, but I am really on Patrick's side about Luis Gil winning the Rookie of the Year award. As far as maybe a possible better selection being available in Colton Cowser, I know Joe says, hey, no, even though it was the Orioles outfielder that possibly could have won, the Yankees young-ish pitcher was okay getting the award, but he's almost 27 years old. He's been in the league forever. I'm not necessarily okay with the rookie limits, you know, being used season after season after season. Theoretically, then what? A 34-year-old could win Rookie of the Year, right? If he just plays, has a cup of coffee, like, for five, then six, then seven, then eight straight seasons, and then all of a sudden, like...
Dennis Quaid almost did it.
You're not wrong, right?
I'm about to walk on to the hops right now, dude. Sign me up. Send me to the Diamondbacks.
Be a present-day Jimmy Morris. Let's
Rookie
go.
Of the Year. I'm 40 in June. Call up. Let's
what
do,
you,
do it.
What do you strike out that bad?
Ready
with?
To go, coach. Don't look up that first pitch video from last year.
Three fastballs. But guys, fair foul. Luis Gil is a terrible choice for AL Rookie of the Year.
Terrible?
Terrible choice.
Listen, I don't want to defend a Yankee player here, and but I'll jump on this one. I'm going to say foul. This is a
wild
terrible...
trash. While trashing on your own player.
No, I'm not going to trash on the Mooster, the Colton Cowser. No, he's not a terrible choice. I mean, like, outside of Colton Cowser, who are you going to give it to? I mean, Mason Miller was great for the A's.
I was surprised he didn't get more votes.
I'm surprised. Once I saw the vote, I didn't see the vote breakout until the show. I knew that Colton finished second. I didn't see the first, second, third breakout and everything. But yeah, seeing that he got a first place vote and didn't have as many points for the Rookie of the Year thing, like, that was a little surprising. But terrible? No, dude. The guy had a pretty damn good year.
Yeah, I'm with Joe on this. I don't think it's terrible. I would have voted differently, but I don't have a big issue with it. Again, like, I don't mean to bring this to fantasy, but I think if we're talking about Rookie of the Year being based on stats, my only issue is that I had Luis Gil in multiple leagues for a long part of the season, and I eventually cut bait. Nobody cut bait with Colton Cowser. What, you might not have started him every day, but you didn't drop him.
And again, I think the fantasy argument's a little flawed.
I agree, but it's still stats. That's the only thing I will hang my head on that. And it's not a terrible Rookie of the Year because Kyle Lewis exists.
Shut up.
It's not a shade towards you.
It's fair,
just
though.
That guy's dead.
He is.
And he won a Rookie of the Year.
And it's not his fault he got hit in the face like three times.
But now he's dead.
He is. All right, guys. Let's move on to... another,
God.
Well, Yankee at least for the moment. Juan Soto, of course, visiting with the Los Angeles Dodgers in the last 48 hours. The prize of Major League Baseball free agency this year. Looking like he's going to get a deal comparative to Shohei Ohtani in the 600-ish million dollar
Boris
range.
Boris has his way, yeah.
But he also came out, Juan did, at the start of the offseason and said, hey, all 30 teams have a chance for my services. Kind of brought an interesting question into my head, guys.
I'm
fair
sure.
Or foul, Juan Soto will not go to the highest bidder. Foul.
I'm jumping early on both of them, but I think that this dude is fueled by, I want to get the most money possible, and that's why...
A little bit of ego in there.
Yes.
Shohei who?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I think... I haven't bought the Dodgers stuff for a few weeks now. I think that it's fun to talk about. I think the Dodgers are going to entertain the idea.
But he wouldn't be the best player on the team.
No, and when it comes down to the dollars, like, I think they're going to try and not lowball him, but they're going to try and get away with, like, listen, this is the best situation to win, so why don't you kind of take a pay cut?
525.
You get to play with Shohei and Freddie Freeman, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but also I'm not making $50 million more per year. So, yeah. Or not per year, but $50 million more, or whatever Cohen's willing to fork over. I think Cohen is going to do anything in his power to get Juan Soto.
So you say fair, because... Wait, repeat the question.
He will not go to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
And I say foul.
Fair foul.
You say foul.
Yeah, because, yeah, I think Mets are going to give him anything he wants.
Let me ask you this question. If Soto re-signs with the Yankees, who's the best player in the Yankees?
If Soto re-signs with the Yankees, Soto.
It's not Judge.
I mean,
not after that World Series, dude.
It's not Garrett Cole.
I think it's Soto. I think that he's the best hitter overall. Judge does hit very well, but he hits more so for power. And I think on base,
that's 320.
I think Soto has the best eye in the game as far as batter's
Judge is a better defender.
Well,
hits more home runs, hits for average. I agree with you that I think Soto is the best eye in the game.
I
do agree with you on that.
And I tend to agree with you that Judge is the better fielder as well, because Soto getting as one of the finalists for Gold Glove in right field
was absolute garbage.
Dude, that was like laughable.
And Frankie Lindor is not a finalist at shortstop. Yeah, absolute joke. I will actually ride fair on this. I thought something that was interesting that came up the other day is that, and you say this and stuff, but Soto's camp came out and kind of said that it's also about the future and how your farm system is. It's about facilities, etc.
I feel like Scott Boras is just telling him to say all this stuff.
And that might be true. But you know what it tells me? The Chicago Cubs have money to spend. They're not getting Juan Soto.
It's true.
That place is a dump. I don't care if Wrigley himself chewed bubblegum and you have a capsule of his bubblegum. Like, he's not going to Chicago. That place is a dump. He's not going to Boston. That place is a dump. He's seen the Yankee clubhouse. I don't know if that place is amazing. I actually, he might go to the highest bid, but I will say fair that I don't think it's because of the highest bid. I think he'll go to the Giants or the Mets, in my opinion.
I hope it's some random ass team. Like
the Brewers.
Well, I was going to say like
the White Sox.
The two teams that stand out to
Cleveland!
Me that, where it's also like random, but also somewhat financially feasible, I think that they could pull it off, is the Tigers, because you were paying Miggy Cabrera all those years.
Off the books now.
So you have the money available. I know you do. And how great would it be if he went back to the Nationals?
I think if he went to the Nationals, I would lose my ass.
Yeah, I would too. I think it would be fantastic.
I think it'd be the greatest story in baseball.
It would be great.
And the national pundits would be like, Juan Soto had the chance to lift baseball up, and now he's killed baseball. And we as baseball fans would be like, this is amazing.
Yes, exactly. I hope it's either those two teams.
I would Terrell Owens popcorn in my face if he signed for the Nationals.
It's not going to happen, but fingers crossed.
Love that. All right, guys, final fair or foul tonight. It's got to do with the Seattle Mariners, but not what's going on with the offseason. A very, very prominent Seattle Mariner has been placed on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time. That would be one
Ichiro
Suzuki. The 2025 Hall of Fame ballot released the candidates, including everybody from Alex Rodriguez all the way down to another Mariner, Felix Hernandez, on the list. This is going to be Billy Wagner's
Omar Vizquel.
Oh, former Mariner Omar Vizquel.
Come on!
I can't forget about him. He played for them, I think, at the very beginning of his career, 93.
Is Adam Jones available yet?
Yes, he is on the ballot.
There you go!
There you go. So five. We got five Mariners. Damn. Loading it up. Let's go, baby. Yeah, A-Rod, of course. Only one of those is the first Mariner.
Only one of them's a first ballot, though.
A-Rod.
Adam Jones.
Adam Jones. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see if he makes it in the ninth or tenth year. But Billy Wagner, it's his tenth year. But a lot of newbies on the ballot, along with guys hanging around like Carlos Beltran, Andrew Jones, Bobby Abreu, Chase Utley, Man Ram, that kind of thing. But there has only been one unanimous member inducted into the Hall of Fame, and that is one Mariano Rivera, closer for the New York Yankees. There's been a lot of talk that former Mariner outfielder Ichiro Suzuki could become the second ever unanimously inducted into the Hall of Fame, guys. So fair or foul, Ichiro will be the second player inducted unanimously into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I wanted to save the Hall of Fame for some shows down the line.
Of course.
You know, as we are in the offseason and voting is going on, and we'll kind of be able to track voting and see how it goes. Ichiro is going to be an absolutely fascinating case. I think we were all a little shocked that Mariano Rivera was unanimous, especially knowing guys like Randy Johnson, and it's funny that these are Mariners, but Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. and guys like Greg Maddux, Tony Gwynn aren't unanimous. And it felt like there was always some contrarian that was like, yeah, well, you know, Griffey, well, you know, I watched Mantle in the 50s, and Griffey's no Mantle, so I'm not going to vote for Griffey. Ichiro's going to be interesting because I can't for the life of me think of any reason why he shouldn't be unanimous other than, well, you know, he just kind of slaps the ball and runs fast. Or I'm a giant racist POS is the only thing I can think of. The reason I think that Ichiro will be unanimous is twofold. One, more importantly, his merits. I think Ichiro is 100% first ballot, without a doubt, Hall of Famer. One of the top five, if not the greatest hitter I ever saw in my entire life. I put him up there with Pujols, Gwynn, Manny Ramirez, and Miggy Cabrera. And Ichiro is my fifth. Like, those are the greatest hitters I ever saw in my entire life. And Ichiro will go in number one. Plus, I wouldn't be shocked if baseball pushes this because our Japanese counterparts, our friends across the pond, the real pond, West Coast, Best Coast, our friends in Japan were building this bridge, and Ichiro should be the first Japanese player inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he should do it unanimously. He's got over 4,000 hits.
I agree.
B-Rose, who?
I agree with you, but you mentioned the racist part because I do feel like there's
some old
white dude in, like, Cleveland.
Well,
or
he's no Pete Rose, but Pete Rose gambled, so nobody's getting in.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be one or two Yahoos somewhere that try and just take a dump on his game and what he did. When that dude was locked in from day one, the MLB, and from when he left, well, maybe not until when he left.
Rookie of the Year and MVP, he beat his teammate for MVP. And that guy was on steroids.
Most consecutive 200-hit seasons ever in Major League Baseball.
And one of those, that when he was chasing the record, that was like appointment watching.
Oh,
that
he beat George Sisler's record that year. Yeah.
It's like Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire kind of watch.
Dude, I remember being at the Sherwood Ice Arena as a sixth grader, taking breaks in between trying to get girls' numbers and dance to the... Because
Ichiro's at the play.
Yes! Yeah, baby. I'm like, dude, I gotta go. They have the TV in the lobby, and Ichiro's
and
about
you're
to
in Sherwood, and she's like, what do you care about that Asian guy, huh?
Yes. Well, then,
this white girl here is ready for you, Joe.
That's Sherwood.
Man, I'll never forget Niehaus's call of that either. And there it is, number 258. My, oh my.
That was one of those baseball moments, along with the Sosa McGwire thing, where it's like, dude, you got to see if this happens. Like, of my childhood, where it's like, dude, you got to watch Ichiro and see if he gets it. If he gets another hit, how many hits is he going to get tonight? That was one of those moments.
He should be. I don't know if he will, but he should be.
Let me just wrap this up quickly by saying that if he would have started his career in Major League Baseball, he could have gotten close to 5,000 hits.
Without a doubt.
Not even close.
Without a doubt.